is the Positive Vibes Podcast, a division of Proof Positive Author Services, specializing in alpha reading and beta proofreading. In our fifth episode, we talk with Raleigh Domson, wrangler of words, plant rescuer, and wearer of fuzzy socks, as we discuss her latest book, Flame for Chance. We have a wonderful conversation about the intricacies of writing, from characters to series plans, on writing as a healing process, and the idea of going bold in the industry.
So we'll start with the first question. How happy are you today?
I'm really happy. The sun is shining. I'm attempting to do something in the garden. It's not going well, but I'm happy there's sun and it's warmish.
Oh, it is warmish. Finally, spring is here. So it's a lot to be happy about.
Absolutely.
Well, good. So tell us about Flame for Chance.
Okay, so Flame for Chance is the fifth book in the Bandit Brothers series, and it is about a brat and a bodyguard, basically, and both of them are kind of looking for love. Neither one of them is set on the whole long-term commitment thing. They've both had some, like, bad experiences in the past, and now they're ready to, like, start to put them behind them, and that's the book.
That's the book. So the fifth book in the series.
Yes.
How many books are you thinking of for this series?
There's three more after this.
Holy cow. That's a series right there.
It's a series, yeah.
How long have you been publishing?
I've been publishing for a year, a little over a year now. Yes.
How many books do you have out?
This is the fifth.
I have
five books out.
That is a lot of work. Goodness gracious.
Yes, it is. It did seem like that. Like, I had some in progress before I hit publish. So it's been a long time coming.
Yep.
So personally, I don't feel like it's been a long time because I've been at this for a while.
you've made a lot of friends in these characters along the way.
So I've been writing for a long time, but last year was like my first year publishing.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Well, good. Now, where did the idea for this book come for you?
Okay, so my whole series, the incident event of this series is that these group of former military men are now private operatives, and they have lost their dear friend on a job. So the idea for this series was, readers were asking me, are we ever going to meet that friend? Are we ever going to get to see Jordan alive and well? So that was kind of the idea of this book. I wanted to show just a little bit of what happened sort of before the first book and allow readers to meet this character that we've heard about like four books in.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where the idea started. And then the characters came
and they all start speaking, and before you know it, you're just writing. Now, are each of these books standalones?
They can be the standalones for sure. I wrote them that way so that you don't have to. You can pick up any book that appeals to you. Flame for Two is an MFM.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't like that, you don't have to read it. You can, like, skip that book. Or if you don't like a slow burn, which is one of the other books, you can skip that and read the standalones.
It's like a buffet. You can just pick whatever you like or try something new and you might like it.
Yeah.
Well, good. Now, how many, you said you had started publishing this past year?
Last year, yes.
Okay.
So I've had my book out for a year.
Wonderful. Now, how long have you been writing?
Forever. I've switched fields and I've switched genres.
Yep.
But yeah, writing has always been a thing in my life.
Now, what genres have you also written in?
I've done like some narrative nonfiction. And that was the last thing I did before I jumped into romance. And I had always wanted to write in the genre. So it was just kind of getting the gumption up to do it.
I think that's half of it, really. Just taking that first step.
Exactly.
Now, what are your favorite kinds of female main characters to write about?
My favorite female main characters are sort of ones who at least have some idea of what they want.
Mm-hmm.
some of them who have an awareness of their sexuality, and at least a curiosity to explore it. I think that's a lot of fun. I like writing female characters who are strong enough to give it back to their male counterpart.
Stand up for themselves. Sure.
Yeah, I like a lot of banter. So I feel like that's a good kind of character to play with and to get to.
Absolutely. Definitely. Now, what is the biggest lesson that you have learned so far from your writing?
Not to be afraid to try something new, you know? If something's not working, you could pivot and just experiment.
Yep, definitely.
Until you find what is working.
Absolutely. I think sometimes we pigeonhole ourselves, probably in everything in life, but you know, you just get it into that groove and it's scary sometimes to step outside of it. And that's
it definitely is.
And that's what this industry is all about, is trying new things. And
oh, definitely.
No, what's the biggest success that you've had as an author so far?
That I wrote the next book.
There you go.
It took me a long time to come back to writing. I had some trauma to get through. So when I finally came back to writing, because there was a time that I didn't think I'd ever write again. So when I got that first book out, the fact that I wrote the next one, like, that was huge for me. So
was
that's what I considered.
Was it cathartic for you to start writing again?
In a way, yes. Definitely, because I felt like I had taken back a piece of myself that I had lost for a long time. So in that way, it was definitely cathartic. It
felt for you.
Purposeful again. Thanks.
Well, good.
A lot. Been a lot of fun.
Excellent. Now, let's see here. I've got a quote quiz for you.
Oh, no.
So, dun, dun, dun. Three quotes I've picked out of your work. And let's see if you can tell me who said it, okay?
Oh, gosh.
And I'm going to do my best to try to actually enunciate it correctly, because this is where I'm going to flub up. If I'm going to flub up anywhere, it will be when I'm trying to. All right. Okay. Quote number one. "I'm good," he said. "I need shorter friends."
That has to be Logan Mark that said that.
I think Jordan.
Oh, was it a Jordan quote? That's right. Okay.
All right. Well, how about, let's try again. Number two. "I like a challenge. I've been known to tame a brat or two."
That is definitely Finn.
That is Finn.
That is definitely a Finn quote. Yeah.
All right. And quote number three. "Skating makes my ankles hurt. I kind of hate it."
Sasha?
Yes.
Yeah. That's definitely Sasha says.
They have great banter. And I love the fact that she could just come right out with that. And she's not afraid to tell anybody,
no,
I don't like skating.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. Well, good. So I now have five rapid fire questions for you. So, number one, have you met anyone famous?
No.
Not at all.
Not at all.
No. There you go. They do hide sometimes.
Yeah. And I do, so.
Now, number two, what is the best compliment you've ever received?
That I am uniquely myself.
Nice.
Yeah.
That is a compliment.
I took it as such.
Absolutely. I'd rather be unique than go along with the crowd, for sure. Yeah. And number three, what strange thing have you eaten?
Cold deep fried cheese curd.
Ooh.
It was very strange.
Is that like poutine? Is that?
Yeah, but it was.
Okay. But deep fried.
It was deep fried and it was cold. And
it was cold. Okay. So you don't recommend it? 5-0
not
stars?
Not at all. Not even one star. No. That's not how you eat poutine. No.
All right. Number four. Song you always sing in the shower.
Right now it's "If I Were Fish." The TikTok viral song. As people
oh my goodness. Those are such earworms. Oh my goodness. Like, you hear them on TikTok and then all of a sudden they're on the radio and it's like, okay, how did this get popular? And number five, best piece of advice given to you.
Paint my door.
Paint your door. Just in general.
Yes. Because
okay.
Something you could start by painting your door.
Okay.
I thought that was a neat piece of advice because it was just do something you might not normally do, right? Think of
this
something you
true.
Might not normally do and shake it up.
Absolutely. So, what color would you paint your door?
I'd love a bright purple.
Ah, that's the way to do it. If you're going to do it, go bold.
For more information on Raleigh Dobson, please visit RaleighDobson.com. Thank you for joining us today. Tune in next time when we talk with Joey Benun, author of the critically acclaimed children's book, Pebbles and the Biggest Number.